Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101.1 FM, streaming online at freakradio.org. This show is called Peace Talks. It's every Tuesday from 3 to 5. It's a political talk show, and thank you for listening. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the program, we're talking about the Real Work 2008 May Day Labor Film Festival today. This is the 7th annual Real Work Film Festival, and joining me in the studio to discuss it is Jeffrey Smedberg. He's a co-founder of the film festival as well as an organizer. Hello, Jeffrey.
Good afternoon, George. Glad to be here.
So maybe we can start off, if you can just give folks a little overview of why the festival got started in the first place, what the purpose is, and what you feel you've accomplished and continue to accomplish in the community.
Yes, well, back in the beginning of 2002, I was sitting around with some friends, some people who were active in the labor movement and some community people, and we were thinking, you know, we really benefit a lot from all of the efforts and struggles that that working people have done over the years to help improve conditions for all working people. And what can we do to help share that information about the history and the culture of working people's struggles and the labor movement? And we thought we could show a few films. You know, there's some good films like, I don't know, Harlan County or you know, that are kind of well known. We thought we'd show a couple of films. Well, more people heard about this idea and it snowballed, and we decided to put on a whole festival, and it was very successful. A lot of people came and enjoyed it, and we've done it every year since. I don't know how long it's going to keep going, but at this year there's a lot of energy for it. We have a big program. We have over a dozen events. We've now expanded to 3 counties. We have over 24 films we're showing. Some of them are world premieres. Some of them are West Coast premieres. A lot of them are Santa Cruz premieres. And, you know, we have some classic films, too. And, you know, it extends this year over almost a 2-week period from April 25th through May 11th. Mm-hmm. We're very happy to have a chance to talk with you and share this with the Freak Radio audience.
Of course, of course. Great to have you come in and tell us all the details on this. Usually, every year it's at the same time, and it's, you know, usually a couple of weeks, and May mm-hmm. Day is one of the days that it falls on. And there's usually a big event on May Day.
Right.
May 1st, maybe.
Right. May 1st is a very important day for us, mm-hmm. and it's actually in the title of our, the full title of our festival, the Real Work May Day Labor Film Festival. Mm-hmm. May Day is the real Labor Day. You know, we, in the United States, we celebrate a Labor Day in September, but everywhere else in the world, Labor Day is celebrated on May 1st, May Day. It's called International Workers' Day, mm-hmm. and it actually commemorates a labor struggle that happened in the United States, the Haymarket massacre in Chicago in I don't remember the date exactly, about 1874 or something like that, and workers were protesting for the 8-hour day, and it was a lot of people, and there was probably a bomb planted. Some labor activists were framed and executed, and so people in other countries rallied around that and started celebrating May Day as the International Workers' Day. So we're trying, in our small way, we're trying to put more attention on this day as a day to celebrate all the struggles that and successes that working people have accomplished. So, yes, true, we always have a big event on May Day, and this year it's going to be at 7 o'clock in the evening at the Del Mar Theater, and we're celebrating the life of a great activist, singer and songwriter, Pete Seeger, and the film is Pete Seeger, The Power of Song. The director of the film, Jim Brown, is going to be on hand to introduce the film and lead a discussion afterwards. That's a feature of our festival. We, besides showing good films, we always engage the audience with question and answer and discussion so people can relate it to their own lives and to current struggles going on locally.
Mm-hmm. I noticed that on the back of the Real Work 2008 Film Festival, you also list a number of different International Workers' Day, May Day marches that are taking place and rallies, which
right.
is good.
Right, yes. We are also trying to promote the fact that the ILWU, the International Longshoremen and Warehouse Workers Union, these are the people who load and unload the ships at our ports on the West Coast, they have called for a...
No peace, no work holiday.
Yes, right. A no peace, no work holiday to protest the war in Iraq.
For 24 hours.
Yes.
On May
4th. Right. And so we're encouraging people to join in solidarity and recognize a no peace, no work holiday on that May Day.
So do you think they're going to shut down the ports that day?
Well, they do have the power to do that. Mm. And they have done that in the past. They have, as you noticed in the program, it does talk about times in the past when they have protested war by refusing to load military equipment onto ships. Ships headed to the Salvadoran military dictatorship in 1981 and bombs going to the military dictatorship in Chile in 1978.
They refused to load those bombs.
Right, right.
Interesting.
Right.
Yeah, so, I know that they've also done stuff around Mumia Abu-Jamal's case as well as the Iraq War, of course. Right. So the no peace, no work holiday that the ILWU is calling for is to demand an immediate end to the war and occupation in Iraq and Afghanistan and the withdrawal of U.S. troops from the Middle East. And some of that information, again, on the back of the Real Work 2008 schedule, film festival schedule, as well as a list of different marches that are taking place on May Day, and also
right.
known as International Workers' Day.
Right.
And so, the Real Labor Day.
So if you want to join us in celebrating International Workers' Day on May 1st and, you know, take the day off from work. And during the day, there are several marches to commemorate International Workers' Day. There's going to be one in downtown Santa Cruz starting at 2 o'clock at the clock tower. There's going to be one in Watsonville Plaza at starting at 4. There's going to be one later in the day in Santa Cruz gathering at the Poet and Patriot Irish Pub at 5 o'clock.
And with music and labor songs, it looks like, with Jimmy Kelly.
Right, right. Mm. So there's...
And then from there, marching down Pacific to visit Tom Scribner's statue, ending at the Delmore Theater for the film about Pete Seeger.
Right, right.
Which we have a clip that you've brought in. Maybe we'll play that. Do you want to play that now, or do you want to play it in a little bit about that film, Pete Seeger, The Power of Song?
Sure, this would be a good time to play that.
Okay. I'm joined right now in the studio by Jeffrey Smedberg. He's one of the co-founders and organizers of the Real Work 2008 May Day Labor Film Festival. It's starting April 25th and going through May 11th. There's an exciting lineup of films, filmmakers who will be coming to speak about the films they've participated in making, as well as a number of other events. And as Jeffrey said, this is happening now in three counties. There's Seaside, San Jose, Watsonville, and Santa Cruz. There are all these events will be taking place in those different areas. So it's expanding, and it's really exciting. We're going to get into some of the different films, as well as some of the events that surround this film festival in just a minute. Right now we're going to hear a clip about the film Pete Seeger, The Power of Song, which is, again, May 1st, Thursday, May 1st, at 7 o'clock. We're going to check that out right now.
We are climbing Jacob's ladder.
I don't hear you.
We are climbing.
Pete Seeger. He had this amazing ability to look at a group of people and to make them all sing parts of the song, and he'd, you know, make a orchestration out of a simple little song with everybody in the audience singing, whether you wanted to or not. You find yourself singing a part, and it'd be beautiful.
He's a living testament to the First Amendment, and, you know, you can't just say you have rights. You have to use them to prove that you have them.
Pete stood for justice. He had powerful enemies who wanted that voice of justice to go away, but he stayed and kept singing.
Pete was one of those guys that saw himself as a citizen artist, as activist. He had a very full idea about those things, how it connected to music and what music could do. Power that music had to influence, to inspire, and that's the power of folk music, and that was the power of Pete Seeger.
Was a sound clip about the film Pete Seeger, The Power of Song. It's again, it's going to be part of the Real Work 2008 May Day Labor Film Festival. That film is showing on Thursday, May 1st at 7 p.m. It's the only authorized biography of the life of one of the greatest U.S. singer-songwriters. Pete Seeger, the architect of the folk revival, got a whole generation singing together while using music as an instrument for social change. The music that night, along with the film, will be by the Santa Cruz Peace Chorale, and there'll also be the filmmaker will be there, Jim Brown, to talk about that film. And as Jeffrey mentioned, Jeffrey Smedberg, again, my guest in the studio, an organizer with the Real Work Film Festival. He mentioned that you could make this event part of a whole day of celebrating International Workers' Day. There's a couple of rallies taking place, marches and rallies, taking place in Santa Cruz and also at CSUMB. And as Jeffrey said, also the ILWU, the International Longshore and Warehouse Union, is calling for a no peace, no work holiday that day for 24 hours to demand an end to the war in Iraq and Afghanistan. So a lot going on that day, but there's a lot more going on around the Real Work Film Festival than just May 1st. This is an event that runs from April 25th through May 11th. And Jeffrey, maybe you could talk about some of the other films. I don't expect we're going to be able to describe in detail every single one, but I've noticed that there is a number that were, well, quite interesting to me personally, but maybe you can say, mention some of the ones that are highlights for you, and then I'll ask some more specific questions.
Sure. Just one more comment about the Pete Seeger film. I know I caught, it's been played several times on PBS recently, and I caught part of it myself. And I think that's just going to increase the interest in seeing this film because, of course, to show on television, it had to be cut a little to fit into the time slot. So what we're going to be seeing on May 1st is the full uncut version of the film and, of course, widescreen and full Dolby sound, where we have a 35-millimeter print of this, so it's going to be in rich film color. And interesting thing about this, well, Pete's whole life is... And you heard in the clip of a live performance where he was encouraging the audience to sing. You know, he did that. He got people involved using song as a way to get people activated and involved. That's why the title of his film, The Power of Song. There are a couple of other events during our festival which also relate to the power of song. On Saturday, 2 days later, Saturday, May 3rd, in the morning at 11 a.m. at the Nickelodeon Theater, we're showing a film called The Singing Revolution. And that's about a time in history in Eastern Europe, in Estonia, which was invaded sequentially by the Soviet Union, and then the Nazis invaded, and then the Soviets kicked the Nazis out and came back in an invasion. And the Estonian people kind of liked their independence, and they had a tradition of group singing, of mass singing, and they used that in a nonviolent way to counteract the effects of the occupation and to maintain their kind of cultural solidarity, which eventually led to their independence. And so, again, that's another way that song has been used in a political way. And then the final event of our festival on Sunday, May the 11th, 7 o'clock, at the Cayuga Vault, we're going to have Charlie King in concert, along with two other singers and songwriters, called the Prince Mishkins. But Charlie King is a protege of Pete Seeger, carrying on the tradition of folk singing and political songwriting that got Pete Seeger famous and also got him into lots of trouble. He was brought up before the House Un-American Activities Committee and was blacklisted for many years. But
I noticed one thing that interested me is I noticed that there was quite a few films about Latin America, which I'm excited about, and about Mexico as well. There's the film on the opening night of the film festival about Oaxaca, and then there's also the Venezuelan workers mm-hmm. telling their stories. Film on April 29th, and I also noticed the Urban Solutions from Curitiba, Brazil. So I'm really excited about those. Maybe you could talk a little bit about some of those films.
Well, at this time in history, I think we in North America, who always think U.S. is the best and, we're the leaders in the free world and everything, but I think at this point in history, we need to look south in the Americas to see what other ways of social organization are being experimented with and providing success to the people there. For example, indigenous movements and rural people's struggles in Oaxaca, Mexico. That's what our opening film night is about. 7 o'clock on this Friday, April 25th, at the Cabrillo College Watsonville campus. Un poquito de tanta verdad, or a little bit of so much truth. This is we had a film of last year on the same struggle, and this is kind of a sequel. What's happened with the teachers' strike, and now the community has really come out to support them, and in a way, they were getting very poor media coverage of what they were doing, so they decided, well, can't beat the media, take it over. They took over the local media outlets, and they're
television
now running
and radio.
Yes.
Mostly radio, but I believe in the beginning there was a TV station.
Right. So that's the... And we have speakers that evening. It is... The struggle was based in the educational system and the teachers going on strike. And so we have... Our speakers are Francisco Rodriguez, who's the president of the Pajaro Valley Federation of Teachers, and another one of his union members, Rogelio Martinez, who's a school migrant counselor with the PVFT. And
this is a film by Jill Friedberg.
Right, right, right.
And it's, what's the title?
Un poquito de tanta verdad,
mm-hmm.
which in English, loose translation, a little bit of so much truth. So these these two union members who are speaking, they are teachers, and they also do have contacts and know people in the teachers' union in Oaxaca, and they've traveled and visited there. So in addition, they're going to be able to speak to the local conditions as well as relate, current developments in Oaxaca.
Mm.
So that's going to be a very entertaining and educational evening.
Mm-hmm. And that's Friday, April 25th. That's right. The opening of the film festival. It's going to be at the Cabrillo College Watsonville campus at 7 o'clock.
Right.
And I just want to let folks know that if you want to see a full schedule of Real Work May Day Labor Film Festival, you can go to their website. It's realwork.org. That's spelled R-E-E-L, like a film reel. Realwork.org to check out the full schedule. Again, it's running April 25th through May 11th. I'm joined in the studio right now by Jeffrey Smedberg. He's an organizer with the film festival. I'm talking about some of the different films, some of the related events, and some of the filmmakers that will be here. So again, that opening night, Jill Friedberg, who's a filmmaker, won't be there, but there will be speakers from the Pajaro Valley Federation of Teachers giving an update on the situation in Oaxaca, talking about some of the history as well.
Right.
So,
the second day of the film, of the festival, on Saturday, April 26th, we'll be having a show at downtown Santa Cruz at the Calvary Episcopal Church, the Red Church.
Mm-hmm.
And two films that day, both from, well, the first one is actually the West Coast premiere of Lockout, about a miners' struggle in Australia. Before I saw this film, I didn't even know there were coal mines in Australia, but there was a lockout in 1929. This is finally a good history of that has been presented.
Hmm.
And that's followed by, at 2 o'clock, Made in L.A., the filmmakers Almudena Carracedo and Robert Bahar are both going to be present to introduce the film and lead discussion afterwards. And this is, we've always shown, for several years, we've shown films about sweatshops. Well, this is sweatshops in Los Angeles.
Mm.
And mostly hiring Latina immigrants working in Los Angeles garment shops.
Uh-huh.
And some of these powerful women have stood up for workers' rights and have managed to win some basic labor protections. And it's a very, very heartwarming story to see that working people standing up and standing together can actually make a difference.
Huh. And that film, Made in L.A., again, the second day of the festival, Saturday, April 26th, at the Red Church, the Calvary Episcopal Church in Santa Cruz. The first film at 1 and the second at 2. Made in L.A., that sounds really interesting. I'm going to have to try to check that out. It looks like it follows the story of three Latina immigrants. It's always really a lot more powerful, I think, when they take individuals and follow their story rather than just a broad kind of documentary where they talk to a bunch of experts, you know what I mean? Like, it's so interesting to hear the direct personal stories and people who actually work in these factories, like, making a difference in their own lives and in their community. That's really great.
Right.
So it looks like the third day of the festival is going to be an environmental focus. Is that right?
Right. One of the things that we've tried to do with this film festival to sort of broaden its scope and its audience is we try to involve other organizations, other groups that are working on related things and show a tie-in with labor. And this is, we're very happy that this year we have a collaborative production with the Earth Vision Environmental Film Festival on Sunday, April 27th, which is the day. Today, actually, April 22nd is
Earth Day. Yeah.
But next Sunday, on the 27th, is going to be the celebration in Santa Cruz of Earth Day. And there's a big Earth Day festival downtown Santa Cruz in the parking lot where the Wednesday Farmers Market normally is held.
Mm-hmm.
So during this festival, during the Earth Day Festival, right across the street at the Red Church, we're holding the Earth Day Film Festival. And during the day, we're showing a number of films which were submitted to Earth Vision Environmental Film Festival in their Act Locally series. These were films, generally short films, that were either made by local filmmakers or made about local film subjects. And so there's a series of these films. For example, there's one about the California Grey Bears and their recycling program, which supports their Meals for Seniors programs. Mm-hmm. So several films like that.
I'm interested in the one, Thirst, that's about whether or not water is a human right for all people. That looks very interesting. The communities in Bolivia, India, and the U.S. are asking these fundamental questions, whether it's a commodity to be bought, sold, and traded in a global marketplace. That one's called Thirst.
Right.
Looks like it's at 7.
Right. So during the day, there's these short films, and then in the evening, starting at 6, we have longer.
I see. Okay.
Most of them are about, the first half an hour to an hour length films. Again, trying to stay in this Act Locally framework. So Return to Wilderness is about the Ventana Wilderness Alliance cleaning up a watershed area in the Los Padres National Forest. Mm. And then at 7 o'clock is Thirst, which you just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And the subjects in the film are Cochabamba, Bolivia, where the government following the IMF policies, privatized their water system and sold it to a German corporation. And there was such a massive outburst and uprising of the populace that it forced the government to cancel the contract and take back the water.
And some of that is covered in the film?
Oh, yes. That's
great.
That's covered in the film. And then also, I mean, they're talking about this situation happening worldwide, and so the few examples they focus on is in Bolivia, and then they one section of it is about a similar struggle in Stockton, California, where the people rose up and tried to, I don't think they were quite so successful in maintaining, in retaining their water system. But we are having a speaker there that evening who has been active in the Felton Flow struggle, because of course ownership of water is a local issue here in Santa Cruz County. And so she's going to be able to tie it in to what the developments are here locally for the people rising up and being willing to, tax themselves even to buy back their water system.
So Barbara Springer of Felton Flow will be there to talk about it. And then there's another film showing at 8 o'clock that looks really interesting.
Yeah, this is definitely a marathon day. If you're not required to, once you come in, you're not required to stay all day. And I should mention that all attendance at all festivals is by voluntary donation
at
the door.
Thanks for mentioning that.
Yeah. So if you come in and, it's not like you buy your ticket and you better not go out because you'll have to pay admission again. We generously accept your donations, but you can come and go that day particularly as you will, because there's very few people who, besides me, I'm kind of a fanatic about these labor films, but other than me, not too many people are going to stick it out for the whole length. So the final film, again on a local theme, called Secrets of Silicon Valley. It's about a couple of protagonists who were workers in the high-tech industry over the hill, and it's kind of an interesting take on how our obsession with gadgetry and high-tech stuff, how that and the work required for that, and how that's connected to globalization.
So that's the third day of the festival. Again, we're talking about the Real Work 2008 May Day Labor Film Festival. It's the seventh annual Real Work Festival, and I'm speaking with Jeffrey Smedberg. He's one of the organizers of this festival. Their website is realwork.org. It's spelled R-E-E-L, realwork.org. Their phone number is 831-469-3306. And at the website, you can see a full schedule of events. Again, this festival runs from April 25th through May 11th. There's not just films. There's all kinds of exciting events. And it's happening in three counties this year, Santa Cruz, Santa Clara, and Monterey. There's events in Seaside, San Jose, Watsonville, all over. And we can't go down and break down the entire festival. There's just too much going on. But definitely check out the schedule at realwork.org. I noticed you have an event Monday, April 28th, at Community TV. One of the films... Yeah, 9/11, Dust and Deceit. I was wondering if you could talk about that one and the other one that's showing.
Yeah, well, let me just make a mention here. That film on Monday is going to be held at the Community Television of Santa Cruz County studio. And mentioning, Community Television is one of the key sponsors. I just wanted to give a little plug for... I'd mentioned that our admission is by voluntary donation, and that's possible because we have some very supportive sponsors and sustainers in the community. And, of course, also on the website, you can see a complete list of all those who've contributed to the continued success of our festival. Community Television is one of those, along with the Nickelodeon Theater, which is always offers a space at both the Nickelodeon and the Del Mar Theaters. The Community Printers in Santa Cruz, which is a union print shop, and they print with 100% recycled paper and vegetable-based ink. They donated the entire printed program for us this year, as they have done some other years. Of course, the Monterey Bay Central Labor Council is a sponsor, along with half a dozen other individual labor unions. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we get major support from the Miguel Contreras UC Labor Studies Development Fund. And there is now, under the Miguel Contreras Fund, there is now a labor studies program at UCSC.
A lot of sponsors, a lot of people helping out with this
festival. So, yeah, so back to our event on Monday the 28th. Now, I mentioned that we always focus, we have a big event on May Day because that's International Workers' Day. Well, April 28th is also an important holiday for that's recognized by people in the labor movement, and we're trying to publicize it more. This is Workers' Memorial Day. And on this day, we recognize those working people who have been injured or killed on the job. Mm-hmm. And, of course, there have been many people who've suffered that fate. You know, if you remember back to 9/11, a big tragedy in New York City with the collapse of the World Trade Centers, and thousands of people perished in that one incident. Which seems terrible, is terrible, but just to put things in comparison, the number of people who died in that Trade Center collapse is overshadowed by the number of people in the United States who are killed in industrial accidents at work every year. And so that's one of the things that we try to remember on Workers' Memorial Day. And so we have a film along the same lines called showing at Community Television Studio. This is Monday, April 28th at 7 p.m., 9/11 Dust and Deceit. So after the building collapse, there was a lot of work still to be done to go in and deal with the rubble and clean it up and look for survivors and things like that. And the workers were sent in, and no one ever told them. Well, they actually were told point blank, oh, the air is safe to breathe. There was tremendous dust that was created by the building collapse.
They weren't given protection?
No protections, and they weren't cautioned at all about what the hazards there might be. And so this is a film that documents what really happened in that situation, and it sort of brings to mind questions about whose interests are really being served by the governmental actions.
And the filmmaker will be there to discuss that.
Right, Penny Little.
You had a clip about that film, Dust and Deceit.
Oh,
did
yes.
Did you want to air that?
Sure, we could play that right now.
Okay, we'll go ahead and play that clip about this film, 9/11, Dust and Deceit. Again, it's playing Monday, April 28th at Community Television Studios at 7 o'clock, part of the Real Work Film Festival. We'll hear this little clip.
9/11 was, on top of everything else, an environmental disaster of humongous proportions. The World Trade Center contained about 50,000 computers, each of which was made with at least 4 pounds of lead. So that's 200,000 pounds of lead that was pulverized, some of it to such small particles that EPA didn't measure them. And the cloud would have transported that, some of that, to Brooklyn and beyond, possibly also to New Jersey.
I saw this actually as a twin environmental disaster. It's not just one. It was the collapses and the fires. Okay, and those produced two different sets of air pollutants. The collapses produced a dust which was everywhere from very fine grain to not so fine grain. I knew that everything that was burning in these buildings would be something like what comes out of an incinerator.
The fires burned for weeks and weeks and weeks, and the rescue workers and the people surrounding that area were exposed to the highly volatile chemicals.
What was being produced by the burning was the absolute witch's brew of dangerous chemicals. Now, they knew that because the U.S. Geologic Survey flew their testing instruments, the best in the world. They deployed their instruments around the burn, and they took a full spectrum reading of everything that was coming out of the burn. So they knew damn well what was coming out of the burn, that the testing was off the scale sometimes. Their instruments were swamped.
And that's a clip describing the film 9/11, Dust and Deceit. Again, it's showing at Community Television Studios Monday, April 28th at 7 o'clock. It'll be followed by an 8 p.m. showing of a film called Eye of the Storm, which maybe...
Eye of the Storm is about the... You know, we talked before about the Longshore Workers Union and their call for a work holiday to protest the war on May 1st. Well, this is a film about a 2002 contract struggle that they had with the international shippers who anticipated some labor action and actually jumped the gun and locked the workers out of their jobs. Basically, the owners shut down the West Coast ports, and this struggle went on. The lockout lasted for quite some months, and then finally the federal government stepped in and basically asserted its authority to open the ports back up. And the way our beloved president did it was to essentially blame the workers for the fact that the shippers had been the ones that closed down the ports.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, you get a sense of the militancy of this fine group of longshore workers.
And then the following evening, on Tuesday, April 29th, at the Red Church, there's a film about Venezuelan workers. Maybe you can talk about that and who will be there speaking.
Right. Speaking at that film is Nane Alejandres, who's executive director of Barrios Unidos. And Barrios Unidos, because of their work with youth and gangs, has been recognized. Their work's been recognized by the Venezuelan government, and there's been a lot of contact. And actually, that organization has received some support from the Venezuelan government. Venezuelan government is really looking forward in trying to create new social relations, and they have a policy in that country of supporting working people who want to revive factories that have been that gone bankrupt or have been abandoned, and they're allowing cooperatives to be created. And so this film called Five Factories is about five of these different interviews with workers at five of these different factories, whole range of factories that have they're running their businesses with keeping the workers in mind and the communities in which they're located. And this is why, you know, the basis on which they organize rather than merely profit.
There's a few things I wanted to make sure. We only have a few minutes left, and I really want to make sure that we make a mention of. One of them is at Kresge Town Hall on Wednesday night. Maybe you can just take a minute to talk about what that's all about.
Right. We always like to support film students at the university, and so we'll have a whole series of short films by students Most of these are going to be world premieres about events going on campus and other places that the students have been to document.
Yeah,
it's part of the social documentation program.
There's also going to be a live performance of UCSC Rainbow Theater. They're always really great.
Right, and speaker from the AFSCME, which is one of the major local unions on campus, which is in a terrible struggle with the UC system right now. And they may be announcing going on strike at that event.
And the student filmmakers will be present as well.
Oh, yes.
For that. And that's April 30th. Also on Saturday, May 3rd at the Live Oak Grange, there's a Real Work for the Environment program starting at 4 o'clock with a film that I haven't seen that I hope I can make it to this. This looks great, but it's a Convenient Truth, Urban Solutions from Curitiba, Brazil. It's followed by a vegetarian potluck, and then at 7, Sierra Club Films about solar, wind power, biodiesel, and community gardens. There'll be speakers at that event. Quite a few speakers, and they look great. And then I wanted to, on Friday, May 9th, just wind up with a mention of the Gorilla Drive-In. They're going to be doing an outdoor movie showing of Sacco and Vanzetti, a landmark story of Sacco and Vanzetti, two Italian immigrant anarchists who were accused of murder in 1920 and executed in Boston after a notoriously prejudiced trial. Just if we could wind up talking about the contribution that Gorilla Drive-In would be making to the festival.
Right. This is the second year that Gorilla Drive-In has joined forces with Real Work. They like to take over public space and create it for useful purposes, and so they show films outdoors around town. And probably this getting in our printed program is one of the might go against their anarchistic grain, but they do pick some very interesting films always to show.
Yeah, I've seen a bit of this film. I haven't seen the whole thing. I plan to go and check it out. It's a very powerful film. I never knew the full story of Sacco and Vanzetti, and to see this, I mean, it's just amazing the huge amount of support that they had around the world and what they went through and their families went through, and just the full story is incredible. I only saw a small portion of the film, and it was great, and I plan to go and see the full film. Again, it's Friday, May 9th. It'll be beneath the SoCal Avenue Bridge by Riverside Drive in Santa Cruz, and it'll start off with some subversive shorts at 8 o'clock compiled by Gorilla Drive-In members. Again, I want to remind folks that if you want to see the full schedule for the Real Work 2008 7th Annual May Day Labor Film Festival, check out their website at realwork.org. That's spelled R-E-E-L, as in a film reel, realwork.org, or call them at 831-469-3306. A lot of great events going on, and if you know folks at CSUMB, if you know students down there at Cal State University Monterey Bay, let them know that there is quite a few events happening there as well. Again, the website is realwork.org. And I'm sorry we're out of time, Jeffrey. I want to thank you, Jeffrey Smedberg, so much for coming in to discuss this film festival. He's an organizer with the Real Work Film Festival, and just thank you so much for coming in and taking the time to tell us so many details about this great event.
Well, thank you, George, for the opportunity to share this on Free Radio.
And we'll be having more of it on Free Radio. Hopefully we'll have some filmmakers on in the coming weeks as well, and hopefully other programs will take on this topic. I'm sure they will. It's time for the news. Thanks for listening to Free Radio Santa Cruz 101.1 FM and to this show, Peace Talks.